Okay, today's daf is Mem Dalet. We're Mem Gimel on the base by the Mishnah on the bottom. We'll learn today, I spoke to David last night, we'll learn today Lila Nishmas Miriam Gershbaum, David Gershbaum's grandmother, Shama Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, says the Mishnah, Hachoshev l'shloach yad b'pikadon. If somebody even thinks of Shlichas Yad, he's thinking about it, he's dreaming about it, Beishamai Omrim Chayev, you're already Chayev. How could that be? He's going out of the Pasuk. So you learn out of a pasuk all the rules, right? What's the dvarim shabalev and the dvarim? All that doesn't make a difference. There's a pasuk. Beit Hillel Omrim, the way we pasuk, obviously, eino chayiv ad sheyishlach bo yad. You're not chayiv until you actually use it. Shneimar, like it says, im lo shalach yado b'mleches re'ehu. Some hita esachavis. If you tilt the barrel, v'natal haymeni revius, and you take a revius out of the barrel, a revius of wine. The nishpura, and then the barrel broke. Eina mashalim ella revius. You only pay one revius. Why? That's your use. That's pashut. But higbia, you picked it up. Now you required the whole thing by hagba. Vinatal haimena revius, and you took a revius from it. Vinishpura, and now it broke. Now mashalim to make kula. Now you pay the whole thing. Why? Because now you acquired the whole barrel. And therefore, the whole thing was yours, and therefore, Shlichas Yad, even though you only took one revius, you still chayav for the entire thing. Okay? Next. Says the Gemara, top of Mandalat and Manalath. Menahani Mili, how do you know all that? What's the machlokas about between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? How could Beis Shammai say that you can think about Shlichas Yad and you chayav already? So, the Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, I'll call Dvar Pesha. I'll call Dovo, anything, even thinking. Beishamay Omer Malama Shechayev al Machshava Kamaisa, even a Machshava Kamaisa. U Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel said, no, Ein Achayev ad Sheishach Boyad. You're not Chayev, you actually use it. Dream about the Averis all day long. You're generally not Chayev for that. Only if you actually do an Averis, actually do use it. Shnemer, like it says, Im Lo Shalach Yodo, Bim Lachis Breyehu. So Amar Lehen Beishamay Le Beis Hillel, so Beishamay said to Beis Hillel, Valok Farnemar, but it says, I called Farpesha. No? Doesn't it say Akol Dvar Pesha? Says Beis Shammai. Amru Lahen Beis Hillel Le Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel turn around and say back to Beis Shammai. But look for an error, but it says, Im Lo Shalach Yad Dabim Melechis V'yehu. But what about my Pasuk? It says, Im Lo Shalach Yad, you have to do Shlichas Yad. Im Kein, Ma Tamad Lomar Akol Dvar Pesha. What do I do with Akol Dvar Pesha? Says Beis Hillel. You're right, Beis Shammai. It does say that. You know what that means? Shiachol, I would think, Ein Li Elohu. I would only think the person himself, the actual shomer. Amar la'avdo ulashlucho. What if the shomer tells his servant? What if the shomer tells his shliach, go move that barrel, go take some wine out of it. Menayin, how do I know you're chayiv? How do I know that normally we say, ein shliach l'dvar avera, this is one of the exceptions, that you will be chayiv, Mr. Shomer, if your shliach causes damage? Talmud Lomar called Dvar Pesha to any matter. Okay? Since who points this out? The Sma, one of the Akronim point out, since the Gemara never says what Beis Shammai does with Beis Hillel's Pasuk, right? The Gemara only says, what does Beis Hillel do with Beis Shammai's Pasuk? The other way around, the Gemara doesn't ask. So to everyone has a kasha, right? The kasha is, how can Beis Shammai say this? How can Beis Shammai say this? Right? I called Dvar Pesha, you think you're lying in bed dreaming about Yechayev already? You have the Pasuk. That's not what the Pasuk means. I called Dvar Pesha means any wrongdoing that you do. Not mean any thinking that you do. So they explain, and they prove it by the fact that the Gemara did not bother to tell you what Beis Shammai does with Beis Hillel's Pasuk. The answer is, Beis Shammai agree with Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, of course, agree that you're only chayiv until you actually do damage. For sure. The only thing that they say is, what do you pay now? In other words, what's the damages that you pay? Of course you're not chayiv just for dreaming, just for thinking. Of course not. Of course not. However, if you do actually go pick up and use the item, and you violate Shlichas Yad, the moment that you're chayiv is the moment you first thought about it. if there's a difference between the moment that you thought about it and the actual moment, if in that time span, between the night before when you dreamed about breaking the item and the waking up the next morning actually doing it, those 12 hours at night while you were sleeping, if there's any difference why you should be chayev more, Beis Shammai will say you chayev more. That's the only thing Beis Shammai says. That way I think it makes it more, it's still a kasha, why should that be? So Beis Shammai says, I have a pasuk. What would be the extra increase of damages from the previous 12 hours? I don't know. But if there are extra damages, Beis Shammai says you chayev for that. Beis Hillel says, no. The moment you did the damage. Right now, 8 o'clock in the morning you woke up, you did the damage, you chayev from 8 o'clock in the morning. Beis Shammai says, no, you chayev from 10 o'clock the night before when you dreamed about it. But of course, Beis Shammai agree, you're not chayev until you actually break the item. Of course they agree with that. And they prove it from the fact that the Gemara doesn't even ask what Beis Shammai does with his old pasuk. The answer is, of course Beis Shammai agrees with that. The only question is, when are you chayev? Do you backdate it till the moment of the dream? That's the only difference. Okay? You know, it helps understand Beis Shammai a little bit. No? Okay. Hita es achavis. If you leaned over the barrel. Amar Rabba. Rabba says that, yeah, you only chayev a revius if you tilted the barrel. Lo shanu elam nishbro. That's only true if it broke. Aval hechmita. What if wine spoiled? What if the wine spoiled? Then you know what? Then mashalim es kula. You chayev for the whole barrel. All you took out was a single revius. Why you chayev for the whole barrel? My timer, why? Because gire didehu da'ahani la. You opening up that, officially those words mean, your arrows caused it. In other words, it's a grama. By you opening up the barrel, to take out a revius of wine, you exposed it to air, you exposed it to germs, it's all your fault. Had you not opened it, this never would have happened. You opened it for one little revius, and the whole thing, that's all your fault. Therefore you chayev for the whole barrel. Okay? Next, Higbia v'natal haimena. We're going to pick up on the same theme that you picked it up, you require the whole barrel. Why do you require the whole barrel? So, Amar Shmuel, lo natal mamish. You didn't even have to pick up the whole barrel. Ella, kibun jigbia litol. I'm sorry, you didn't even have to take anything out of the barrel. All you had to do was pick it up. Kibun she higbia litol. You picked it up to take it. Afal pishlo natal. Even though you didn't take it. In the end, you didn't take it. All you did was pick it up. You're still chayev. Why? Because lema, let's say, kasavar Shmuel, shlichetad ain't a tzricha chazaron. Shlichetad doesn't, Shmuel holds like that. Shlichetad does not require a loss. So by picking up the barrel, nothing happened to the barrel. By picking up the necklace, you chayev automatically. What kind of use is that? It didn't do one thing to this barrel. It didn't do one thing to the necklace. Because they hold, shlichetad does not require a chazaron. Gemara says, "Lo, you don't say that at all." No, lo. Shani Hacha, here it's different. You know why? Because similar to what we just said before about ruining the wine, the nichale, you're happy that the heavy hachav is kula basis lahar revius. You want the entire barrel to be a basis, to be a support for the revius you want. You only want one revius, but you're very excited by the fact that it's in this huge fat barrel, because the fact that it's in a huge fat barrel. The fact that it's in a huge fat barrel makes the one revius that you're interested in much more exciting, much more tasteful, much more special. So by picking up the whole barrel, you didn't even get to the revius yet. You're looking for the crowbar still. But once you pick up the whole barrel, you're chayev. Why? Because it's very good that the wine is, right? We all know there's no difference. Even today, right? And someone gives you a cup of wine. It's much better when it's in the bottle already. Much better when it's unopened yet. All I want is one cup. I don't want a whole. I want one cup. Yeah, you all want one cup, but you want it in the bottle. You want it in the barrel. When it's in the barrel, it tastes much better. It is much better. Therefore, picking up the barrel by itself, that alone is shlichus yad. Okay. You've got that. Now, boy, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says the following: Higbia arniki. What about a wallet? I picked up a wallet. You asked me to watch your wallet. Higbia arniki, little hamena dinar. I only want $1 out of the wallet. My only intention is to use one of your dollars. Not 20 of them. Just one. But I pick up the whole wallet. So am I chayev for the whole wallet? Now does that svar really apply by a wallet? Not really. So ma'u detema, I might think, hadlo mintar ela agav chamra. That rule about, you know, being protecting the other revius and having the whole thing in one barrel, that only applies by wine. Abel Zuzah, But money, coins, what's the difference how many are in the wallet? Mintar, it's all protected. And they tell me that the Revius is better protected, it tastes better when it's in a full barrel of wine. That only makes sense by wine. By money? Mintar, it's protective. Oh, Dilma, or maybe now I have a svar why you would be chayiv even if you picked up the whole wallet, you only want $1 out of it. We're talking about coins. Why? Dilma, shayinit tirusa the arniki minitirusa the dinar. You'd rather have a fat wallet than a skinny one dinar because it's much harder to lose. So yes, there's a mila for you picking up the whole wallet. What's the mila? It's a fat wallet, or full money. So when I won't lose it this fast. You can't lose a fat wallet as fast as a skinny wallet. Right? So I want the fat wallet. I only want one coin. Yeah, it doesn't protect the coin. That's true. It doesn't protect the coin. True. The coin not better protected, but the wallet's better protected. Therefore, maybe you'd be chayav on the entire wallet, even though your only intention is for one coin, and that's a teiku. Okay?
In general,
right. So then we have a machlokas if you hold it, if you need a chesaron or not.
Right.
If you don't need a chesaron, you chayev. What do you chayev? I don't know. We said me yesterday already. I don't know. If they're going to Bezdin, the Bezdin will evaluate. Right. I owe you. I owe you for the use. What would it cost to rent that necklace for a night? I don't know. Okay. Hadron Allah Hamafkid. Hadron Allah Hamafkid. Hadron Allah Hamafkid. Oh, you guys got to come in here. We're starting a new parak. If you miss this introduction, you're going to be lost. Okay, ready? Perek Hazav. Right? We start off the perek with the word gold. So right away, everyone's excited. In halacha, when it comes to non-karka, no one has it? When it comes to non-karka, in halacha, the way you acquire non-karka, in other words, the way you acquire metaltalin in halacha, is not by paying for it. Paying for it does not give you a kinyan in the item. Paying for it is a lovely thing. You owe the money. You have to pay for it. That's not what makes the kinyan. What makes the kinyan is the transfer of the item from A to B. When you transfer the item, now I'm the seller. I'm selling it to you. It's a $100 thing. When I give you the item, it now belongs to you. It doesn't belong to me anymore. I didn't pay me yet. He owes me the money. It doesn't, the kinyan is not affected one iota by the money. It's a hard concept to understand. In America, it doesn't work that way. In America, until you pay for it, it doesn't belong to you. This is halacha. The transfer of the item is what makes the kinyan. What if I'm selling you my watch for $100, and you give me the $100, and I didn't give you the watch yet? What's the halacha? The halacha is, nothing has happened. There's been no change in ownership. You paid for it, you prepaid. There's no such thing. Okay? No such thing. Now, the article points out, very interesting, the article points out that it could be, let's say I'm selling you my watch for $100. It could be that I'm really selling you my $100 for the watch. And maybe the money should be the item that's being transferred and not the watch. Could be. The answer is we don't assume that. We assume that the cash, money, is always the non-merchandise item. The merchandise is always the merchandise, and the money is always the money, and they never mix. It could be the other way around. I'll sell you $100, I need cash. So I'll sell you $100 for my watch. We don't look at it that way. The Gemara will never look at it that way. It's always the merchandise that's being transferred for money. Okay? You got that? Again, you got that? Always the merchandise being transferred for the money, never the other way around. So far, that sounds pretty simple, right? We're going to have Gemara later on in the week, whether this is a Din D'Oraisa or it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, that we're going to get to. But having said that, again, if you transfer the item, the deal's over. Happens to me, you owe the money. You have to pay the money. You don't pay, we'll take you to business. You didn't pay me. That happens all the time. If you give the money without the item, nothing happens. Not a transfer of an item. All you did was give him the money. The Gemara's going to say, if you don't pay, if you don't give him the item, then you're like a Dor Mabel. Right? That's what the Gemara is going to say. But you don't have to give the money maker a din. You don't have to give the item maker a din, because the transfer of money is nothing. Okay? What this paragraph is going to be about is, what about I have gold coins, and you have silver coins. I'd rather have gold coins. So I'm going to buy gold coins from you. What's the merchandise, and what's the money? That's the question. One of them is merchandise, and one of them is money. Which one's which? When both items are money, which one becomes the money, and which one becomes the merchandise? What's the difference? It's a big difference. If you give the merchandise before you give the money, the deal is done. If you give the money before you give the merchandise, the deal is not done. So it's a very big nafka mina. Okay? So far, so good? What? What do you mean? And the other guy wants the silver coins. Sure he does. Why should it be that way?
You're selling gold coins, right?
Why? Maybe you're selling silver coins. We don't know.
It's an exchange.
Right? The article points out another very good ha'ara, that most people, that you can look at it two ways. Most people would rather have $20 bills in their wallet than a $1,000 bill. Most people would want the currency that they can use much more. You walk into a gas station in Wisconsin, you give him $1,000. He can't take that from you. He doesn't have the ability to give you change. Most people would rather have the smaller. So which would lead us to believe that the gold is the merchandise and the silver is the cash. That's what the Mishnah is going to start off saying, and the Gemara is going to reverse it. The Gemara is going to reverse it. We're going to see. And what about silver and copper?
Whatever the buyer is interested in is the...
So that's how I started off by saying. What I said to you, which the article brought that to my attention, I said to you, really, I could be selling you the $100 for the watch. It's just as reasonable. What if I'm selling you my watch for your behemoth? Now which one's the merchandise and which one's the cash? So we're going to get that. That's called chalipin, right? It's like in chalipin. We're going to swap. So when it comes to gold and silver, they're both money. Which one's the merchandise and which one is the cash? So, I want to buy the gold. That's what you say. Another guy says, I'm buying the silver. Okay? Says the Mishnah. With that background, I think we're ready to go. Hazav kona es hakesef. Gold is purchased. I'm going to retranslate it this way. The easiest way to translate it. Gold is purchased by kesef. What does that mean? Gold is purchased by kesef. Kesef, silver, is the cash. And gold is considered the merchandise. Why? Because silver is considered more fluid. It's more, what's the word? It's not common. It's more accepted. It's a lesser valuable currency. It's like a $20 bill or a $10 bill as opposed to a $1,000 bill. So more people are interested in silver. Therefore, silver is considered the currency. Gold is considered the merchandise. Kesef ein kones hazav. But gold is not the merchandise. Gold is not the cash for silver. Okay? What about copper and silver? We're going to say the exact same thing. When it comes to copper and silver, silver is still the cash. And copper is still the merchandise. But now it's for a different reason. What's the reason? We'll see in a second. Nechoshes kona es hakesef. Copper is considered the merchandise for silver. Svakesef eino kona es hanechoshes. But that's not the other way around. Silver is not considered the merchandise for a nechoshes. Why? Not because of the fluidity of the currency. It's because there were places in the world that didn't accept copper. So copper was not as universal as silver. It was not. Therefore, copper is considered the merchandise, and silver is considered the cash. So whether it's gold or copper, silver is considered the cash. For different reasons, but doesn't make a difference. Silver is considered the cash. Okay? Now, ma'os haro'os kona esayafos. What about if you have bad money? What does bad money mean? So Rashi says, bad money is money that the government either withdrew, or not the government anymore. Right? That old king, no one's accepting that money. There's a new king now. Right? That's like Confederate money. Confederate money, you can't use Confederate money today. It becomes like a collector's item, like a hobby. People buy Confederate money, people buy money, coins, that's not People buy coins that is not, you can't go into a store and use those coins. They become collector's items. If they become collector's items, they become like merchandise. So they become merchandise. So good money is the cash, and the bad money is the car, is the merchandise. Right? You can see in the newspaper, you want to buy some Confederate money, they sell Confederate money. They sell these silver dollars from the 1800s that no one ever uses. That becomes merchandise. The Hayafos ain't no colonies as a rose. But not the other way around. Not the other way around. You can't use bad money and call bad money the currency and the good money is the merchandise. Obviously not. Next, another similar halacha, Asimon. An Asimon is not what you put into to use the telephone. An Asimon is called a gold, Asimon is a coin-shaped piece of metal. In other words, it's going to be made into a coin, but they didn't make it into a coin yet. In English, they call that a slug. It's just a piece of metal that looks like a coin. It's a round piece of metal. That's not a currency. What is that? That's merchandise. Right? Asimon kon et hamadeya. Coins can buy an Asimon. The hamadeya ain't a coin as Asimon. Asimonim can't buy coins. Right? Next halacha. Metaltalin konin et hamadeya. All metaltalin can be used as merchandise, when you want to buy things with coins. Matbeya ain't a coin as a metaltalin. Not the other way around. Right? If I'm selling you my watch, I don't look at the watch as the currency and the cash as the merchandise. I could look at it that way. You could. There's no reason not to. There's no reason not to look at it that way. But as a convention, we don't look at it that way. That's exactly what cash is. Cash has no inherent value. It only has a value because the government said so. Now, while that's true, that's not true with gold and silver. Gold and silver have objective value. A penny has no objective value. A $20 bill is a worthless piece of paper. It's a piece of paper. But the government gives it value. Gives it it's worth $20. So even though it's true that gold and silver by itself are intrinsically valuable, but what their value is set by the government. The gold is worth X, and the silver is worth Y. So what's a watch worth? It's worth whatever the market says it's worth. So therefore, the merchandise is the watch, not the money. The money that's set value by the government. Zahaklal, here's the rule. Some don't read that word. Don't read those two words. Kol ha-metaltalin, all metaltalin, konin zeh. All metaltalin can be interchanged. I can trade for you my watch for your safer. That's fine. If we agreed that's a fair deal, we could do that. What becomes the merchandise and what becomes the cash? That's a good question. I don't know. We're going to get to that. Hopefully we'll get to that because I don't know the answer.
Whole barter system.
It's a whole barter system, right. So... At some point in history, they stopped doing that. As a governmental policy, they stopped doing that, and they issued money.
But that doesn't change the Keynesian factor.
It doesn't change the Keynesian factor, exactly. Now, what becomes the merchandise, what becomes the cash? That I don't know. Ketzad, for example, Masha Chaimenu Peiros. If you already did a Kenyan Mashicha on the Peiros, V'lo Nasan Lo Mos, and you didn't give the money yet, and you're collapsible, you can't retract. Why? Because you did the Kenyan. The deal's over. Oh, you owe the money. So you owe the money. The deal's over. You can't retract. Not on Lomos, if you gave the cash up front. For Lomos, Shachai Menu Peiros, you still didn't do the Mashichia. You still didn't do the Kenyan. Yachol Achzebo. You're allowed to retract. Why are you allowed to retract? Because you didn't do a Kenyan yet. Aval Amru. But they said, who's they? The Chachamim said, Misha Par Me Ancha Dar Mabel Dar Flaga, the one who paid up the Dor Mabel and the Dor HaFlaga, he paid them. Who's that? Hashem. Hashem gave it to the Dor Mabel for being such bad people, wicked people, who asidli para mimisha ena or bidiburo. So too Hashem will pay back anybody that agrees to a deal, accepts the cash, and then refuses to deliver the merchandise and cancels the deal. You do that, you're gonna get Misha Para, it's called. Well, you have to give the money, but fine, but you don't stand by the deal. What, all of a sudden we're comparing you to Dor Mabel? So I heard a great vart from the Chiddush Yerim. The Chiddush Yerim says a great vart. He says, Dor Mabel could have said, what do you want from us? Torah wasn't given yet. There's no rules. There was no Torah. What do you want from us? What's the answer? The answer is no, it's common sense. You don't behave that way. So too over here. I didn't do anything wrong. The Torah says that the Mashiach is the Kenyan and not the Kish. Yeah, you don't behave that way. It's common sense. You don't behave that way. When you make a deal, you stick to your deals. You don't behave that way. That's why Radaska picks the Dor Mabel. Same Taina they said, it's not a Taina. Not prat and hilchitz ribbis. You told me you didn't know the halacha. No, no, no. What you did, the guy, what you people did, was common sense. Right? It's common sense in society. You don't need a Torah for that. You don't need a Torah for this. Reb Shimon says a whole different shita. He says, no. Kol hakesef biyado yado al helyona. You have the cash. You have the upper hand. The cash does that. What does do something? What's Reb Shimon shita? The Gemara will flush it out. Okay? Because it goes against everything I just said. The whole introduction of Shimon says, no, I don't agree with any of it. So what is Reb Shimon shita? We have to flush it out. Ready? Says the Gemara, Gesund. Masni le Rebbe le Reb Shimon Bray. Rebbe taught Reb Shimon his son that a whole different thing. Exact opposite of what we said. We said that the gold is the merchandise and the silver is the money. Rebbe taught us on the opposite. Hazav kona es hakesef. That Zav can acquire kesef. In other words, the gold is considered the currency and the kesef is considered the merchandise. Rebbe taught it to his son the opposite way. Rebbe's Masada this Mishnah. This Mishnah does not have a name of his Antana in here. It's an anonymous Mishnah. So we assume it's the opinion of a mayor, right? So what possessed Rebbe to record the Mishnah this way and then write it a different way, and then teach it a different way to his son? So, he told him, Amalei, Rebbe. He calls his father Rebbe. Right? Reb Shimon calls his father Rebbe. Very interesting. He calls him Rebbe. Rebbe! Shanis lanu bial desucha. You taught us in your youth. Years ago, I remember learning with you that hakesef kona es hazav. I learned from you in your youth. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Masni le Reb Shimon, Rebbe Reb Shimon berei that zav kona es hakesef. That's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says that zav is the merchandise and kesef is the currency. But says Rebbe Shimon to his father, Rebbe, I remember you taught the other way around. You taught that that kesef kona es hazav, that silver can be purchased with gold. In other words, gold is the currency and silver is the merchandise. Now that you're ready, Masada the Mishnayis, and you wrote them down, now in your old age, now you're a little older, you write the other way around, that Azav Kornas HaKesef, Bial Dusamai Savar, what do you think when you were younger, you taught me that way? Ubizit Nusamai Savar, what do you think when you were older? What's the Pshat here? So Rebbe says back, I'll tell you Pshat. Bial Dusay, when I was younger, Savar, I held Dahava Dechashiv. That since gold is more chashiv, why is gold more chashiv? Because it's more valuable. Wait, why is gold more valuable than silver? Objectively, why? What? What? No, that's not why. That's not why. You know the reason? Because it doesn't tarnish. It doesn't tarnish. It doesn't get dirty. Right? You ever say, I have to polish the gold? You never heard? No one ever says that. Because you don't have to do it. It's one of the reasons. You don't have to do it. Gold. So when I was younger, I thought, you ever heard anyone say I have to polish my gold? You ever heard anyone say such a thing? No one has gold things. They're too expensive. But if you did have a gold becher, you wouldn't polish it. So Rebbe says, when I was younger, gold's much more expensive than silver. It's much more chashiv. I thought to myself, that's the currency. Why? Much more chashiv. Have a tiva. That's the cash. Tiva comes from Rabbeya. That's the coinage. Kaspa delo chashiv, silver, which is not as valuable, have a peira. That's the peiros. That's the merchandise. Therefore, for karni le peira le tiva, you buy merchandise with coins. Bizik nusa savar. When I get older, I realize no, that's not the factor. The factor isn't the chashivus. The factor is usage. So therefore, kaspa silver de charif, silver, which is more. Rashi says charif yotze behosa v'over lesocher. It goes out to the marketplace back and forth. Buying and selling. Why? Like you said, no one has silver. No one has gold items. Silver items. Now that I realize that silver is much more common use, have a tiva. The silver is the coins. Dava, the gold, right? The zayin and the dalit switch. That's why zahav and dahava is the same word. The dalit and the zayin switch. Dava, gold, the lo charif, which is not common as a currency. Right? It's not a common currency. People don't walk around with $1,000 bills. People don't walk around with gold. Therefore, gold becomes havipera. Gold becomes the merchandise. The karnilei peira lativa. And then you buy merchandise with coins. What's the coins? Silver. I mean, you missed the introduction, so you're probably like, what on earth is going on here? Right? In one line, in halacha, You have merchandise and you have money. The only way there's a kinyan is if you transfer money. Is if you transfer the merchandise. Not the money. You owe the money later. Right? So if I give you merchandise, can I renege on the deal? No, you own it now. I owe you the money. What if you prepay me? Is the deal, can I renege on the deal? Absolutely. There's been no kinyan. What if you're buying and selling? What if I'm buying gold and you're buying silver? Coins. Which one's the money? Which one's the merchandise? That's the gemara we're dealing with. Which one's the money? Which one's the merchandise? You can't have both. One's the money, one's the merchandise. So the Mishnah said that the silver is the money and the gold is the merchandise. But Reb Shimon says to his father Rebbe, yeah, but we learned when you were younger, we learned the opposite. We learned the gold was the merchandise, the gold was the money, and the silver was the merchandise. So Rebbe says, yeah, when I was younger, I thought it goes by chashivas. Gold's more valuable than silver, so the gold is the money and the silver is the merchandise. But now I wrote in the Mishnah, I realized, no, it doesn't go by value. It goes by what's more common currency, therefore the silver. Now we're going to have a whole bunch of sources that the way our Mishnah is written is the wrong way. That what Rebbe taught in his youth, that's the correct way. That's the correct way. That the gold is the currency and the silver is the merchandise. We're going to end up saying a Shema Mina. The question is, why is the Mishnah written this way? What? It does make more sense to Mishnah's way. Because gold is more valuable. It's probably used less in the marketplace. And therefore, that should be viewed as the merchandise. I agree. Yeah. What? No, so we're going to say by copper, we're going to say that. It depends where you are. But gold, right? Cash is king. Gold, every place in the world will take gold, right? The junk, the pet, right? Who's taking my nickel? Nobody. Only in America they take it, right? You come with dollars, they'll take it anywhere, right? Okay, Rav Moshe has a truth about that. We'll see. We'll get to it in a few minutes. So, where am I up to? Amar Ravashi.
Yeah.
So Amar Ravashi, says, "Bialdusa mistabra." I think that what Rebbe said in his youth is more correct. You know why? Because Midiktoni, since our Mishnah had to go ahead and say, what did our Mishnah say after it said about gold and silver? It said about copper and silver. Midiktoni hanachoshes kones hakesef, by virtue of the fact that the Mishnah had to spend time and say that copper and silver, the halacha is that copper is considered the merchandise and silver is considered the currency. If silver in relation to gold, the silver is considered the merchandise, and the gold is considered the cash. Therefore, the Mishnah had to go out of its way and say, when it comes to copper, the silver switches. When it comes to copper, nechoshes kones hakesef, then the silver becomes the currency. That makes sense. Afal pi delagabe dava, even though when it comes to gold, peirahave, the silver is considered the merchandise. But when it comes to copper, tibahava, it's considered the cash. That would make a lot of sense.
When it comes to copper, the silver is the cash.
Right. So it makes sense to say that our Mishnah is written incorrectly. Our Mishnah should say the other way around. Our Mishnah should say that Rebbe learned in his youth. When it comes to gold, the silver is considered the merchandise. And when it comes to copper, the silver is considered the cash. Eli Amri Kasper Lagabe Dava Tivahavi. But if you're telling me silver is always considered cash, even in relation to gold, then hashta lagabe dava the chashiv minei. If gold, which is so chashiv, you're telling me the silver is the cash, then amr tivahav is the cash lagabe nechoshes. So when it comes to copper, the ihu chashiv, the ihu charif, that the silver is more chashiv and the silver is more useful mibaya. I need the Mishnah to say that. I need the Mishnah to tell me that when it comes to copper, the silver is also cash. I already gave you the answer. I said because it's for a different reason. Right? Which is Zumar is going to say right now. No, Istrich, it had to tell you that no matter what. This is not a raya that the Mishnah is wrong. That the Mishnah is worded incorrectly. That the Mishnah should have been written like Rebbe's youth. No, not a raya at all. You know why? I would have thought, Hani, Priti, these copper coins, the Asra, the Sagi, in some town, they're acceptable. Inu Charifi, Tvemi Kaspa, that they're even more acceptable than silver. Some places. Ema, I would say, Tivahavi, that maybe copper should be money. Why? Because in some places it's even more, right? Kamashwal, no. But given the ikaduchti, the lo sagi le peri, the lo sagiba, but no, there are places where they don't take copper at all. Right? Some places they won't even give you change, they won't even give you pennies. They won't even give you. They don't even want them. Not even accept it at all. Therefore, peirahave has the din of a merchandise. I would have thought that. Don't think that. Now the Gemara says, v'avram chia savar dava tivahave. Even Rav Chiyah holds that money, that gold is considered cash. Even Rav Chiyah held that way. Not like our Mishnah. Like Rebbe's youth. that gold is considered cash. Why? The Rav Ozif Dinra Mibrate de Rebchia. Rav once borrowed money from Rebchia's daughter. He once borrowed cash. Lesov, he borrowed gold. He borrowed gold. Lesov, in the end, Iaker Dinre. The gold went up. The gold went up in value. So Asa Lekai made Rebchia. So he came to Rebchia. Amalei, he said, Zil Shlimla. How should I pay? So he said, in other words, what's the shayla? It's a ribbis shayla now. The shayla is ribbis. If I pay back the same amount of gold, I borrowed 100 pounds. I pay back 100 pounds, it's not worth 100 pounds anymore. It's worth 110 pounds because the gold went up. So what do I do? So he answers him back, Zil shlimle tovin vitakilin. Go pay back whatever it weighed. In other words, pay back in gold. No problem. Why is it no problem? Because it's cash. It's not merchandise. The only issue of ribbit is when you're paying merchandise. That iamr bishlama dava tiva have. If you're telling me that gold is currency, shopper, that makes a lot of sense. Why? I borrowed $100 worth of gold. I'm paying back $100 worth of gold. Now gold is worth more. So what? Gold is a din of cash. But if you want to tell me pay rahave that gold is considered merchandise, havele sa'abisa. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to borrow a saw of wheat, and I'll pay you back a saw of wheat. Why? Because maybe the wheat went up, and then it's going to be ribbis. By cash, you're allowed to do that. By merchandise, you're not allowed to do that. What do you see from here? It's merchandise. It's cash. Gold is cash. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. What about an Eretz Yisrael? This, I don't know when this tshuva was written. Years ago, when the dollar was so valuable in Israel, so they would buy and sell in dollars. They'd lend money in dollars. So when they borrow $100 in March, it's worth $100. It's worth 1,000 shekel, let's say. But when you pay it back in June, it's now worth 3,000 shekel. Isn't that a ribbis problem? So Rav Moshe said, no, it's not. He said that the dollar is so common that even it's considered even the currency of Eretz Yisrael. That's basically what he said. For purposes of ribbis. In other words, it's considered currency, it's not considered merchandise. By the way, the Sheva Levi argued on Rav Moshe. The Sheva Levi argued, says, no, it's pure, it's ribbis to Rabbanon. It's ribbis to Rabbanon. It's not a derisive ribbis. I borrowed a saw, I'm paying back a saw. But to Rabbanon, we say it's ribbis because it went up in value. So the Sheva Levi argued on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe held it's not a ribbis. Why? Because it's not considered merchandise. It's considered currency. Just like in America, you borrow money, the value goes down even. But you know, when you have inflation, deflation, whatever it is, the money could be worth more. Doesn't make a difference. Cash is cash. You borrow cash, you pay back in cash. It doesn't make a difference.
I can't pay you back with a saw. I borrow with saw.
No. Because what if the saw changed in price?
You have to give me the money.
You have to give me the money. Right. Right. Or you have to give the value. What?
So
give us
my money.
What?
So give us my money, I'll lend you money, I
get back. Not if you give the same amount. Right. We don't hold that. That there doesn't apply by money. Right. That the money, the value of the money changed, and we don't hold like that. By items, we do. But not by money. So Ella Iamid Pei Rahave. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says no. The Gzeira of Sa B'Sa doesn't apply in the following case. Rav didn't rehavile. Rav had cash. The only problem was he couldn't get to it. The kiv on the havile dinre, since he had the cash, nase ka'omalo. It's as if he's saying, Halveni achiyavi bini o achi emsa mafteach. Give me the cash. I just need a short-term loan, just for 2 days, till I find the key to where the money's in, until my son comes back with the key. That's not the same issue of saw b'saw. Therefore, the gzera never applied, and it's no raya that gold is cash. It's no raya. But now we're going to prove it is. Amar Rava, Haitana, Savra, Dava, Tava, Have. The following Mishnah is going to hold that gold is cash. Why? The Tanya, Pruta Sha'amru. What's a Pruta? Echad Mishmon Isser Italki. 1/8 of an Italian Isser. L'may Nafkimina. Well, who cares? The Kedusha Isha. How much money you have to give a woman? A pruta. What's a pruta? This is the number. Isser. What's an isser? Echad me'eshen v'arba dinar shel kesef. A 1/25th, 1/24th of a dinar of kesef. L'may Nafkimina. What's the difference? L'negach v'memkar. For buying and selling. When there's a purchase price on an item, how much you have to pay? Dinar shel kesef. A dinar of kesef is echad me'eshen v'chamisha dinar shel zav. 1/25th of a dinar of gold. L'may Nafkimina. What's the difference? L'pidyon aben. How much do you have to pay a kohen for pidyon aben? Now, 1 minute. If gold is considered cash, mishayar tani bidu dekayit. It makes sense that this brisa, this mishnah, will give you a list of items for currencies that are fixed. They're fixed. Today, I want to do pidyon aben. I want to do pidyon aben next month, next year. There's a fixed number here. Ela iamid peirahavi meiser peirahavi. If gold is merchandise, mishayar le bidu de oker vizil. You're going to give me a value here that can change, that fluctuates? Zimnin, it could be, sometimes, the mahadale kana, but zimnin mosifle.
Sometimes I'm going to give the Kohen X, sometimes I'm going to give him Y. That can't be.
Ihu lekana.
And the Kohen's going to have to give me back. Have to give me change? Well, today, let's go look at the New York Times. We'll see what the rates are. You don't do that. You don't do that. That's not what the Bresha tells me. This is the amount of money you give a Pidyon HaBen.
Shma mina. Teva hava shma mina.
What do you see from here? Gold is currency. Okay? Clear ayah. Gold is currency. Now, we have 4 minutes to do some possible Gemara here. Now, next. Maiser Sheni. The halacha is, Maiser Sheni, you want to take up to Yerushalayim. Right? You don't want to take it up. It's too much to schlep. So you can transfer the Kedusha from Maaser Sheni onto coins. And you'll bring the coins. But you don't want to take silver coins. Also too much to schlep. So now after you transfer them onto silver coins, you now want to transfer them onto gold coins. Because gold coins, less coins to schlep. Can you do that? That's a machlokas b'shamay and b'shelo.
So Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, there's a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. B'shamay Omrim. Lo yasa adam silin din rezov.
You can't do that. You can't transfer from silver to gold. Can't do that.
Ubetil Matir Bisil says no, you can. Now, what's this machlokas about?
It's a machlokas between Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What's the machlokas Bisham Sil is about?
Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing in what the machlokas is about. Chadomar one says machlokas Bisilim Bisloim al Dinar.
That one says the machlokas is silver to gold.
The Bishamai Savri, Bishamai hold, Kaspa Tiva. Silver is coins. Vidava pera, and gold is merchandise. Therefore, vitiva apera lo mechalinan.
You can't go from coins to merchandise. That's not allowed to do. You can go from merchandise, from fruit, to coins. Not the other way around. Therefore, you can't do it. You can't go from silver to gold. You're going from silver, from coins to merchandise. You're not allowed to do that.
Ubetilo savri, betilo hold no. Kaspa pera.
Silver's the merchandise. Again, silver's the merchandise.
Vidava tiva,
and gold is the coins. Therefore, you've gone from fruit merchandise to silver merchandise to gold, which is coins. You could do that.
Can you go from merchandise to merchandise?
Yeah, he holds you can.
Yeah, so vidava tiva, upeira ativa mechalinon.
From fruit, from peiros to coins, you could do that.
Avol peiros al dinmin, but from going from peiros to gold, divirakol mechalinon.
Everyone holds you could do that. Everyone holds you could do that. Why? Because my time, why is everyone holding you could do that?
Because midi, dahavi, akesef lebeis hillel.
It's no worse than silver according to beis hillel. In other words, everyone agrees you can go from merchandise to gold. That everyone agrees. Gold is considered merchandise also. No, not when it's in relation to real merchandise. When it's in relation to real merchandise, then everyone agrees it has a din of coins.
Silver.
Gold has a din of coins. In relation to merchandise, it does. In relation to silver, it then it's a machlokas.
Kesef lebeis Hillel.
What about silver according to Beis Hillel?
Even though in relation to gold, it's considered as merchandise. It's considered merchandise. But
regarding real merchandise, it's considered coins.
Zov nami lebeis Shammai. So gold according to also.
Even though gold regarding silver is considered merchandise. But when it comes to merchandise, it's considered coins. No problem.
It's all relative, exactly.
The Chadamer, and one holds either Rishlok HaShav Yochanan. Tomorrow we'll say which one held which way.
Peiros al dinrin machlokas.
No, even Peiros on gold is a machlokas. Even that's a machlokas. Even that's a machlokas. It's coins. Yeah, but it's really merchandise. Even that's a machlokas. According to Beis Hillel, you can't even do that.
Now the Gemara says, Ulaman darm af Peiros al dinrin machlokas. According to the second shot, then why are they arguing on coins?
Why do they mention gold and silver? Just mention coins and silver.
Just mention liflug peros al dinrin. Peros on coins.
So the Gemara says, no, but eat the aflug peros al dinrin. If I would argue on peros on gold, havamina, I would make a mistake in basil shita. Havamina, I would have thought, hanimili peros al dinrin. That's only peros with gold.
Avil basil al dinrin, but with silver on gold. Modele basil al beishamai.
Basil would agree. Didava legabe kaspa peirahave. That gold in relation to coin, to silver, is considered merchandise. Velo mechalina, that's improper. Kamash milan, therefore we say it's proper. If we're going to be unclear about someone's shita, we'd rather be unclear about beishamai, not about basil.
That's why the mission is worded this way, and I will further continue more tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
What about the problem? The mission just said, the Lord just said Shema Minan.
What?
The Lord said Shema Minan.